From chapter 26, from verses 1 to 15. Fafonga mai el feitawina al fina ngalo pa'i o le atua. A day is coming when the people will sing this song in the land of Judah. Our city is strong. God himself defends its walls. Open the city gates and let the faithful nation enter. The nation whose people do what is right. You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. He will always protect us. He has humbled those who were proud. He destroyed the strong city they lived in and sent its walls crashing into the dust. Those who were oppressed walk over it now and trample it under their feet. Lord, you have made the path smooth for good men. The road they travel is level. We follow your will and put our hope in you. You are all that we desire. At night I long for you with all my heart. When you judge the earth and its people, they will all learn what justice is. Even though you are kind to wicked men, they never learn to do what is right. Even here in a land of righteous people, they still do wrong. They refuse to recognize your greatness. Your enemies do not know that you will punish them. Lord, put them to shame and let them suffer. Let them suffer the punishment you have prepared. Show them how much you love your people. You will give us prosperity, Lord. Everything that we achieve is the result of what you do. Lord our God, we have been ruled by others, but you alone are our Lord. Now they are dead and will not live again. Their ghosts will not rise, for you have punished them and destroyed them. No one remembers them anymore. Lord, you have made our nation grow, enlarging its territory on every side, and this has brought you honor. And may God bless us, pour his Spirit upon us, so that we may understand his word, and to him be all glory and praise. Amen. Let us pray. Lo mātou te māpa iai. O mātou ole atu la uwhio whamun mole. Li lingi mailo a nganga pa iai te tonu o la mātou whaife au. Ia e alofa ia te ia. Ia e whaamanino. Ma whaamala malama ia te ia. Ia ma whai ei ona ia. Fola fola ina mai, lou fina ngalo, ia te I mātou. Heavenly Father, we have come to worship you, but we have also come to hear you. We have opened your word, and we pray that our hearts will now be opened, ready to receive your teaching. And so we pray that you would bless John, that the words that he speaks are your words, together with his heart. Cause him to preach to us this morning. In the name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Bless you.
Just as we begin to come to God's word in this way, I wanted to say thank you to those who have been praying for us and for our family. We delighted that little Ada was born in into our family. Our daughter, Jennifer, was expecting a baby in March, but some things happened, and so she has arrived early. But all is going well, and God has heard our prayers, and we are being blessed. So thank you for those who have been upholding us in their prayers. We really do appreciate that so very much. Afterwards, I'll be by the door with some baby photos. At this time of year, I get really excited thinking about what God may be able to do in our church in this coming year. And being able to look back and seeing the faithfulness of God over time, and some of the photos there, you may recognize yourself, some of you, and others will recognize some of the events that were there. Being able to look back and seeing how faithful God has been over time gives me this this great sense of excitement. What will God do as this year unfolds? How will God lead us? Perhaps you are still in holiday mode. I suppose a few of us might be, and the rest of us would be wishing we had another week or two off to have on holiday. But for most people, it's back to work, back to the normal things. And so some of our little ones may be getting ready for school, and parents may be going out and doing a bit of shopping, getting some new shoes, a little school bag, a little lunch box, and getting them ready, and they're looking ahead. Or maybe this year you start a new school and you're not quite sure of what it's going to be like there, but you're anticipating. You've got some friends there, and maybe you'll make some new friends. And some will be gearing up to start university, and some will be hoping this is the year that they graduate, and they'll be planning out the year. For some, it may be a time when you're about to start a new business, and you're anticipating and planning for that, and how you will start it up. And for some, it may be the year that you have decided you will retire. And so you're looking to wind down one aspect of your life and to pick up on another aspect of life. But we all know what it is to stand at the beginning of a new year with some degree of uncertainty and to look forward with anticipation to what the Lord may have for us in that year ahead. And we do that also as a church in a spiritual sense. And so in the little handout you've had today, you'll see inside some of the highlights from our last year. And what I want you to do is just to very quickly have a look at this. Perhaps there's something there that was important to you, and to chat about it with your neighbour. If you're visiting us from another church, tell us about something that happened in your church. Or if you're just new, and you get a pass on that, you can just sort of listen. But looking at this will help you to understand what happens in a church life, in the life of a church through the year. So just take a couple of moments and have a chat with each other about what was important to you. Okay. So would anyone like to just share with us all just very quickly one of those things that was important to you? I know it's the start of the year, it's a bit hard to sort of get up into these things again, isn't it? But anything you want to share? Excellent. Thank you. Well, let's just take a moment of silence and just to thank God for the one or two things that you've been talking about, just to pray about that quietly in your heart. So let's just pray in thankfulness for what God has done. Oh Lord, we look at these highlights and we know that we have been richly blessed. And you have used us in ways that are of eternal significance. And so for each of these, we give you thanks and praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we approach these highlights not as a brag sheet, not to boast, but rather to remind us, these are the things that God has done in us and through us. And it's so very important for us to remember that God is at work inspiring us in our faith and opening doors before us and giving us opportunities for service. And it's God who inspires these things and works them through in us so that we have the joy of being God's co-worker in this. And if you think about these blessings that are great and small in our church, and then you think, in another church down the road, God has been doing similar things, and another church in Auckland, another church, and throughout the nation and throughout the world, you get a sense that these things important to us, in a sense, are just a little drop in the bucket of what God is doing all around this world in marvelous ways to touch people's hearts and to change people's lives and to bring people to faith. So, what may be the highlights for us in 2014? Well, at our earlier service, I said, well, 2014 is like a blank page. But now I've got to say we can write in sending Mosse Nape. That's going to be, for us, one of the highlights, that we've been able to send this family into their training and into ministry, and it will be so important for us in our lives. But just that aside, we are ready for God to inspire us. We are ready for God to show us something new. We are ready for God to call us. And we have the opportunity, as it were, to fill in the blanks and to be involved in what God wants us to do. And that can happen in a number of ways. One of the key ways will be what happens within us as individuals, within our hearts and our lives. And so we will be people who in this year become more like Jesus, so that when we get to December and we look back, we can see how we have been changed. And we'll do this as we talk about spiritual health in our church, living in love and growing in faith and uniting in purpose, being devoted in worship and gathering together to praise God, sharing in fellowship, proclaiming the gospel, and serving with compassion. And these things that God will work in us will work their way out into our lives and into our church and into our society. And so outwardly, we can take these talents and resources, we can use them to serve the church, we can use them to connect with the community around us, we can use them to help people come to and grow in faith in Christ. And what will that year look like? Well, I'm looking forward to us having an opportunity to deepen our relationship with God in prayer. At the end of last year, I read a verse from Zephaniah, and it grabbed my attention. It was a part of a complaint from God about the unfaithfulness of the people of Judah. And it described them as those who turn back from following the Lord and neither seek the Lord nor inquire of him. And God's complaint here is not focusing so much on what they have done, but what they haven't done. These sins of omission. They didn't follow God. They didn't seek him. They didn't inquire of him. But it was the phrase inquire of him that struck me and caused me to ask myself, do I inquire of God? And when I think of my own prayer life, and perhaps you may see something the same in your life, I come with lots of things to pray about. My agenda that I bring to God, things that I pray for myself and my family and for the church. But I began to sort of wonder, is that really what it means to inquire of God? At times I pray in reaction to the events that have happened around me. And sometimes in an emergency, just send up a very quick prayer to God. But is that really what it means to inquire of God? To come with requests, albeit good requests. The biblical scholars tell us that the Hebrew words that are used in this verse for inquire and seek are synonymous. They mean the same thing. And by using both words together, Zephaniah is sort of giving this double barrel, underlining the meaning, strengthening the meaning, so that we really see it and understand its importance. The importance of the seeking inquiry of God. Therefore, I think to inquire of God is not primarily to ask for the things that are on our agenda, but just to come and ask, God, what do you want? What is your direction? What is your will? How will you lead? What is on your heart? And perhaps with this in mind, Jesus said, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And so in the light of this, we're going to begin our year with a special time of prayer. We're going to have a day of prayer, 8 to 8, praying on Saturday, the 1st of February, from 8 a.m. in the morning to 8 p.m. at night. And what we're doing is we're asking people to commit to a half hour of prayer. And we're asking you to come in to the McPherson room to pray. You could pray at home, but we're looking for this movement, this moving towards God, this moving towards God and prayer and opening our hearts to him together. And you might want to come with a couple of friends. Or you might like to organize for your home group to meet together at that time and pray together. Or maybe you just want to do it yourself. But however that is, I invite you to phone Pat or send her an email and book a time on that day for half an hour when you will come and you will set your heart looking towards God in prayer and seeking God's will. And so what we're trying to do on that day is to unite our hearts together in prayer around the priority of seeking God's will and inquiring of him for our church in the year ahead. In this day of prayer, we will be spiritually inquiring of God and humbling ourselves before him as we seek his will. And it will remind us that we are dependent on God and need his guidance. And it will say to God, we are serious about his will in this place. Another verse that spoke to me over the Christmas summer time was from Isaiah 62, which is part of a promise about the restoration of Jerusalem. And it says, you who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. And the part of that verse that spoke to my heart was to give him no rest. God's invitation to us is to pray and pray and pray, and to knock on his door in prayerfulness, to be dogged, to hold fast and not let go. And perhaps Jesus had these verses in mind when he said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For whoever asks will receive. And he who seeks will find. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. And the tense of these words means that this could be interpreted as ask and keep asking. Seek and keep seeking. Knock and keep knocking. And so on our day of prayer from 8 to 8, we're going to knock on the doors of heaven. Can you imagine at 8 o'clock, someone's going to roll up, start knocking on the doors of heaven and praying for the life of our church in the year ahead. At 8:30, someone else is going to roll up, start knocking on the door of heaven for the life of our church. 9 o'clock, someone's going to ring the bell of prayer for the life of the church and God's will for us here. And all through the day that's going to go on. Now I don't know about you, but if I was sitting at home and people kept knocking on my door all day, I'd get pretty annoyed and have a few choice words for them. But that's not the way it is with God. God is just going to be so pleased that we're knocking. Now, who's there now? They're still here. They're still knocking. Who's that now? Someone else has started. And I think God will be pleased. They've read the verse. They've understood it. I don't want to rest. I have things that I can be doing for the life of this church. If only they ask. And they're asking. And they're coming before me and they're seeking my will. We're just going to keep on knocking and knocking and persevering in prayer. And as well as that day of prayer, throughout February, we're going to have our summer season of prayer. We're on the Tuesdays at lunchtime from 12:15 to 12:45. We're going to meet again in the McPherson room and pray together. And if you want to, bring your sandwiches for your lunch and we'll meet there together. We'll have some tea and coffee and we'll keep to those times. If you need to, if you've just got away from work and you need to get back to work, we'll keep to those times so that you've got time to be able to do this. And we're going to do this throughout the year in our seasons of prayer, building on this prayer foundation. Because in one sense, there's nothing more important than inviting God to do what God wants to do in us and our church. And also then, at the start of this year, we're going to focus on the scriptures. So out of our discipleship team meetings last year, and some other discussions that were going on, we thought one of the best things to help people in their discipleship would be to focus on the Bible in a slightly different way at the beginning of this year. And the scriptures are just so foundational to the life of our church. But what we're going to do over the next 14 weeks is try and get the big picture of what is being said in the Bible and to have an overview of what God was doing, teaching and directing through the course of human history as the Bible unfolds. Now, normally when we look at the Bible, we might look at a paragraph or sometimes a sentence or sometimes even just a word, because some of those words in the scripture are just so rich that we can spend time looking at them and unpacking them. But what we're going to do, instead of doing that, is we're going to stand way, way back and look at the big picture of it. And so it's a little bit like the difference between looking at a single leaf in a microscope and going to a mountain where you can see the whole forest. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to try and look at the completeness of the scripture in this short space of time. So one week we will look at Abraham, Joseph, and Moses. And in another week, we will look at Saul and David and Solomon. And any one of those characters, we could spend several weeks on alone. But what we're going to do is we're going to go from mountaintop to mountaintop with some of the great themes, the great people of the Bible, so that when we stand back, we've got this panoramic view of the Bible and we can understand it in this slightly different way. And if we can pick up some of these big themes that run throughout it, then when we look closely at a verse or a paragraph, perhaps we'll see that in better context. And so our aim is at the end of this that the Bible will make more sense to you and that you will be able to see it in this different way. And added to this, we're going to have some courses. And if you want to dig even deeper into the scriptures and stretch yourself, well, watch for those courses as they come later in the year. Now, suppose for a moment 2014 was a blank sheet and ready to be written on. What's one thing you would like to see there at the end of the year? What's one thing you would like to see there at the end of the year? You don't have to answer me. I'm not asking for you. I just want you to think about this. What is something when you get to December you hope will be on that printed sheet, a highlight from our year? Perhaps some of you would like to see something special happening in our children's ministries. Or perhaps, knowing the great need that there is in our city, you might want us to do something more with the food bank. Or perhaps you would like us to have more home groups. Or maybe it's on your heart for us to have more people coming to faith, converted to faith, making faith decisions for the first time this year. And it could be one of any number of good things that God might put on your heart that you would like to see on our highlights list by the time we get to the end of this year. Well, for that to be written there, you will need to be involved in it. You'll need to have some other people from our church around you to help you with it. If you look at those highlights that we've printed out, you will see that most of them have had a team behind them. And one of the reasons that we're able to accomplish so much in our church is that we have good people on good teams with good hearts who serve the Lord, who seek His will, and who actually get out and do things. I did a quick look through our regular attendees at church, not counting those who are infirm or children. And I found that 73% of us are involved in either home groups or ministry teams, and many of us are involved in both. And while that's a rough count, it points to the great commitment that is a part of our church life, where people are involved not only on Sunday mornings, but also on the things that take place through the week. And there is a great sense of commitment here, a great sense of wanting to serve the Lord, wanting to do God's will. And so we have teams that are involved in playgroup and mainly music and social activities and Habitat for Humanity and home groups and youth group and Kids Zone. Let me say about Kids Zone with a Z, Kids Zone. We had a children's team meeting at in December, and we decided that the children's work here and at Epsom is all going to be under the one title, Kids Zone. So you'll hear more of Kids Zone as the year goes on. But we have teams who support overseas mission and a whole lot more things that happen in the life of our church. You see, we are a church of teams. We are co-workers with God and co-workers with each other. And we build up God's kingdom in Eden and Epsom because of the way God works in us and through us. This is your commitment to the service of God that we're able to put so much on those highlights. This is because of how God has inspired you and what you have been willing to do. And the ways in which you have been willing to give. This is a witness to God's work, God's presence in your life. So what difference does this make to us as we move into this year? We're beginning the year with prayer and building our relationship with God. We're focusing on the Bible to get a better understanding of the truth He reveals. We're stepping out in faith. Mosse and family, you're going to miss this. We feel sorry for you. But you'll hear about it, and wonderful things will happen where you are. But these are the things that are happening here. This is the way we are starting here. And can you imagine the difference that such a church could make in this city? Prayerful, Bible-based, working together to extend God's kingdom. And as much as there were good highlights in 2013, how much more God could do through us in this year. And not just in us, but in other churches around Auckland, around New Zealand, as God works and does mighty things through His people. And because of this, through this church, people will be touched with God's love. Poor children will receive gifts to gladden their hearts. The suffering will receive medical aid, education. Faith will be inspired in young and old. The dying will be comforted. And the sick will be cared for. And families in our community with young children will have a place where they can come to playgroup and have a lot of fun with their kids, and the caregivers can chat and support each other. And our church children will learn more about Jesus and have ways to express their faith through the year. And we'll have fun together at our social activities. And we'll grow in our Christian lives together. We'll have wonderful times of worship as we gather as a church together. And some people will make first-time decisions for Jesus, and our hearts will rejoice. And we will be a witness in our community. And of course, we will face challenges, but then we will see God's hand at work in those challenges and how God leads us through them. At times, God will surprise us with wonderful things we had not expected, and they'll cause us to rise up with praise and thanksgiving to God. And we will find food for our souls, and we will find strength for our spirits. And we will know that God is working in us and that God is making a difference through us, through our church family. So let's be that church. As a church family, let's go into this new year and make a real difference. Let us strengthen our relationship with God in prayer. Let us put our spiritual roots deep into the Bible. Let us step out in faith and trust God to direct us. And then there will come a day when we are gathered with all His saints throughout history. And we will be before Him at the throne of God. And we will be grateful and thankful to Him there for being able to be a part of this church in 2014. That God was at work in us. And we are able to rejoice before Him because of these things that He has done. And all of this to the glory of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we pray that You would do a mighty work this year. Begin, O Lord, in me. Begin in us. begin in this church. Work in the churches of Auckland, in the churches of our nation. Oh Lord, let us see together the blessings that come from you. Oh Lord, only you can bless us like this. Only you can give us the inspiration that we need to do these things. Only you can empower us by your Spirit that we might do them. Oh Lord, do your mighty work in us. Make us more like Jesus. And as you make us more like Jesus, send us out to minister. And allow us to see great and mighty things, all of us, in your precious name and to your glory. Amen. Amen.